Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. We broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, our over-the-road truck drivers or 18-wheel drivers are going to have a special announcement for you in a minute, but we appreciate everything that you're doing, men and women out there, coast to coast, border to border, and our FedEx, UPS, bulk mail centers as well, the bulk mail folks hauling the mail and all those packages, we appreciate everything you're doing. Now, suicide jockeys are hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel. Yep, you're right in that category too, as well as our Amazon warehouse workers, thank you for tuning in, and our Amazon drivers that are with us every night across the country. Now, we want you to follow us on Facebook if you can. If you're on Facebook, go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you'll also find us on MeWe. You'll find us on Gab. You'll find us on Parler. And we're on Getter and Truth Social and Twitter as Captain's America, all lowercase. Captain's America. And our website for you to go to is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And by the way, we are streaming the show live over there right now. It's the exact signal that you get that goes up on the satellite to all of our affiliates. So you can listen over there and become a well-informed individual. And, of course, with everything comes responsibility. And there's nobody any more responsible in this business than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, out there in California.
All right, well, thank you very much, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yep. Now, we're going to say the pledge, and we're going to get rolling along here. Thank you very much, boys and girls. We've got 50 degrees, a clear night. The temperature's dropping down. It's going to be a little nippy here around us tonight. But are you ready for the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. All right, truckers, listen up. If you can, and you're going by way of Memphis, Tennessee, go around it. Don't get close. As of 2 hours ago, protesters had gotten up on the interstate, Interstate 55, which is the north-south route, which also runs for a short while with I-40, and they had blocked the road with several hundred protesters. And as far as I know, I'm trying to find out. You're trying to find out, right, Kyle?
Exactly, yes.
Nothing has changed as of yet. You'll have delays all around Memphis, so the best thing to do is not to go anywhere near it. Now, I realize Memphis is a major hub, You have FedEx there. There's a lot of trucks that travel in and out of there. Literally hundreds of trucks every weekend to load at FedEx, which is down there just off 55 where 640 comes in on the southwest corner of Memphis. So I get that. But you may have to find an alternative route to get in there if they have the interstate blocked. And this is affecting I-40 east-west because it runs along with 55 through Memphis. And I-55 and I-640, the bypass, especially south of I-40. So if you can, you need to avoid Memphis, Tennessee, at least tonight. And if we hear that it's open and they're moving through there, fine. But the last report I had 2 hours ago, the camera shots that I'm seeing, that I'm watching right now, because I'm watching it live, there are still people on the interstate that have the road shut down.
That's right, Captain. And, of course, we're also monitoring local news stations there in Memphis to see if we can get any further information. But the shutting down of the interstate started early on in the evening, of course. One of the other disturbing things, though, was that we did not hear of any palpable police presence that would have been there to try to disperse any of those protesters who were stopping the traffic on the interstate. And, of course, I think they're trying to make sure that there's nothing there that's going to be incendiary in terms of the situation, but we've got more details coming as soon as we can get them.
Well, Kyle, they don't want a confrontation between uniformed police officers and the Antifa and BLM people that are there. And they're also, by the way, on social media, was posting of a notification of protests all across America to take place the weekend of the 27th, starting with last night before midnight, and they were telling all their people to wear black, all black, and they wanted them to bring things that they could set fires with, and they told them all to bring a knife.
Yes, exactly right. And, of course, all this stems from the body cam video footage that was released earlier on Friday, which, of course, we're going to get into in the next segment. Briefly, Captain, we saw in Los Angeles there were the beginnings of some protests, but police ordered a dispersal. There was a little bit of resistance to that, but not much. And we understand the crowds have overall dispersed at this point, at least in Los Angeles.
Okay. And the same thing is true in New York, where they had about 100 people in Central Square, or Times Square, and they arrested a handful, and the rest of them went home. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll keep you informed as best we can. We'll get back on track here when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain. It's the weekend edition.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, we are going to take it away. And you heard me talk about Relief Factor and the product that I take for over 9 years, have been taking. And the reason I take it is because it works. It's that simple. Now, I'll give you another example. We had one of the people that I work with was having issues with his foot. He was limping, and he didn't know exactly what he'd done. He thought he might have strained his tendons in his foot, or maybe he had sprained his foot or something like that. And he said, have you got any of that Relief Factor? I said, sure. So I gave him two packets. I said, take one right away and get it in your system, and then wait a few hours to get something to eat and take the second one. Well, he took the first one, and within about an hour, he was feeling much better. He said, well, I feel better. Should I take the second one? And I said, well, I would. Maybe you'll feel that much more better. So he got his lunch, his supper, rather, had a meal, took it, and about an hour after that, so this is about 3 hours into the evolution, he comes back and he says, my pain is gone. He says, I can walk without any pain. He says, it's amazing. Where do I order it? So I told him. And you can go to the same place. And this is a true story, folks. It happened right here in front of me with one of the people I work with. That's how fast it worked for him. Now, it's not going to work that fast for everybody, but I'll tell you what. When it works, you know it. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website to go to, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there, $19.95 on a 3-week quick start, gets it all started. And if you've got pain of any kind, doesn't matter what it is, how it is, let's see if we can get you out of pain, get you out of that suffering you're in. There's nothing worse than laying in bed at night, not being able to sleep because you ache. Nothing worse. I know, been there, done that. So, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a try, $19.95, and see if it'll work for you. And while you're over there on that page, you'll notice they've got vitamins and other supplements. I do take their B12, I do take their C, and I do take their vitamin D because it's all highly recommended by my doctor, who also is aware of the product line over there. And if it's good enough for my doctor and it works for me, it'll work for thee. That's the way I look at it. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And in the words of the infamous Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, what do you say about Relief Factor, sir?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. And boy, that was never any truer than what I personally witnessed today with my associate, one of our board ops that was having problems. And it actually worked right in front of my eyes and his eyes, and he was astonished. He couldn't believe it. Now, let's go back to the news. We'll keep you abreast of what's going on in Memphis in way of traffic or whatnot over this protest for Tyre Nichols as we can during the course of the evening. Now, the Republican National Committee Chair, Rhoda McDaniel, won her bid for reelection Friday to lead the GOP for two more years. Now, she prevailed in an election that highlighted some fierce internal divisions that threatened to plague the party into the next presidential season. But everybody came out, shook hands, held hands up in the air, Mike Lindell, Harmy Dillon, and it looks like as if, for now anyway, they're all on solid ground.
Well, that is really the best way to move forward at this point. We also understand, Captain, that Rhoda McDaniel also let everybody know that this would be her final term as RNC chair. So that answers that question for the next go-around. So the real priority now is how does the Republican Party move forward in some sort of united way? That's right.
Well, I agree, and it's good that she said that. It's good that she did that because it gives them some more incentive to do a good job. And she has managed to help flip the Congress back to the Republican control. She's done that, and we've got a Republican speaker. Nancy Pelosi is gone. That's all been done on her watch. So those are some good things. We just didn't get a president, that's all.
Well, exactly right. And it's really hard to blame everything onto one particular person, let's say, only insofar, Captain, is that, you know, the party itself just needs to get a unified message. Maybe this is worked out behind closed doors, but if they move forward as such, they'll at least have some kind of ability to go against the Democrats, who will have a unified message.
Now, the United States has condemned what appears to be a terrorist attack in Jerusalem, where at least seven people were killed, shot and killed, and at least another 10 were wounded by an assailant in Jerusalem. This is not good, not pretty. I know Israel will somewhere along the line find out, however they do, as to what group did this or who's responsible, and the next thing you'll hear about is an airstrike over in Palestine somewhere.
Well, exactly right, because we understand, according to the Associated Press, it was a Palestinian gunman, of course, opened fire at that Jerusalem synagogue. So you're exactly right, Captain. There will be the Israeli government and police forces, I'm sure, are adept at this kind of investigation, and there will be some kind of retaliation. You can bet on it.
Yeah. And we'll just that may be something that'll take place over the weekend, might even take place in our shift. We might be telling people about it. What is up with Jay Leno? Now, a little while ago, he had a fire in his garage that blew up. It was working on a car, and it basically blew up in his face and burned his face very badly. He had to have some surgery to help out there. But now he had a motorcycle go down on him, and, of course, motorcycles, the kind that he has, are usually fast. So I'm wondering if it was the need for speed that created that problem. He's been injured and broken several bones.
Well, you know, Captain, yeah, Jay Leno has had a run of bad luck, including, we understand, just recently announced here the cancellation of his Jay Leno's Garage, I believe on CNBC. At any rate, 72-year-old Jay Leno was riding on a vintage motorcycle he had. I think it dated back to the 1940s that he was test driving. Evidently, he smelled some kind of gas leaking from it. He turned down down a different street and went into a parking lot. Evidently, there was some kind of a rope or a clothesline that was stretched across that he couldn't see in time, and got knocked off the motorcycle that way. So that's where this accident occurred. Evidently, yes, it was a 1940 Indian motorcycle that he was riding. And so Jay Leno, I got to tell you, we just pulling for him. Everybody loves Jay Leno, and we really hope he recovers quickly from this.
Yeah, and the older you get, the harder it gets, I'll tell you that. Now, the video from last year's hammer attack on Paul Pelosi was released to the public on Friday. The police body cam video shows the husband of Nancy Pelosi in his San Francisco home. It looked like he was trying to talk in code to tell the cop he was in trouble. A guy standing there holding a hammer, and the cops tell him to put the hammer down. And then all of a sudden, I don't know exactly how it transpired as quickly as it did, but the guy grabbed the hammer and started pounding on the husband.
Yes, as soon as the police told him to drop the hammer, he said no, and then he attacked Paul Pelosi. And I got to tell you, Captain, I think everybody's in agreement. There is absolutely, we're all just bewildered why there wasn't any kind of guard or police presence
at
the Pelosi home 24 hours a day, all the time. This is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, third in line to the presidency, and I can't imagine someone could come up with a hammer and break their way into the house with nobody seeing that and or having somebody on site.
Well, there was a phone call that was recorded that was played with Paul Pelosi asking where the Secret Service was, talking about this person that had come into his house and wanted to know where
the Capitol Police. Yeah,
where the Capitol Police were. They usually had Capitol Police with them. And where they were, and it was a dispatcher, maybe a local dispatcher, and they said, well, there are no Capitol Police available, but we will dispatch a couple of our officers, and they did, and it was just a matter of a couple of minutes, and boom, they were at the door, and all this other stuff happened.
Well, exactly right. And, Captain, I can't imagine what Paul Pelosi went through. You can't get hit in the head with a hammer and not have a serious injury. We understand, too, that the former Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, has said she has no intention of watching that video. I don't think anybody can blame her for that. Nobody wants to see their loved one be attacked like that. This is outrageous that it even happened to begin with. And in our society, in our country, we may disagree politically, and we mix it up in the marketplace of ideas, but we have to protect the leadership. That's just the way it is.
Well, I am sure that Kevin McCarthy is being well taken care of, not only because of that, but because of where he lives out there in California, and that's got a big X mark on it. X marks the spot, you know what I mean? So hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, bottom of the hour, news and views and weather and all that coming from your local stations. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, and I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-80.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You USA News Update. Video showing the violent arrest of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police was released Friday. It starts with cops surrounding his car and throwing him to the ground. Nichols then says, "I didn't do anything." He breaks free and runs down the street before officers tackle him and start kicking and punching him in the head. Protesters hit the streets across the country after the video was released. TMZ reports Drake's Los Angeles home was burglarized early Friday. Police told the outlet that the rapper's security reported seeing an unknown man leaving the residence while carrying something. A Pennsylvania lawmaker is working on legislation that could save lives of student athletes. DeMar's law would ensure all school sporting events are stocked with automated external defibrillators. It's named for Bill Safety DeMar Hamlin, who suffered cardiac arrest during a game earlier this month. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much. And before we get back to Kyle Warren, our professor of politics, I want to remind you that this part of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell was on TV a lot yesterday afternoon because he was one of the people that was running for the chairmanship of the Republican National Committee. He didn't get it, but I guess they all sang kumbaya at the end of it. We'll see how that all plays out. But Mike, of course, MyPillow.com, you see him everywhere. You see his products everywhere. You hear people talking about his products, and I'm one of them that'll tell you how great they are. I started out with a pillow. I did not realize what a difference a good, comfortable pillow would do for my night's sleep and my aching back and my neck that hurt all the time and all that. It absolutely stopped. Absolutely stopped. Of course, Relief Factor helped with that too. But here's the thing. I also wound up getting his mattress cover. And I wound up getting the sheets, the Giza sheets. And I got them all on special deals where you save yourself 50% or more. And you can too. I've got the towels, two sets of towels, six-piece towel sets, where the bath towel is about the size of a beach towel. Holy smokes. Never seen anything quite like it. But anyway, you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and go into the logo link that's on the front page that says Radio Listener Specials. Click on that link, go in there, and you will be astounded by what you see. You're going to need a promo code. The promo code is going to be the word Captain. Captain's the promo code. You go in there, and you take a look at all the stuff that they've got. You'll see things marked down 80%, 90%. You'll see the buy one, get one, BOGOs in there. You'll see other things that are marked down $40, $50, $60. And you'll be able to save tremendous amounts of money on products that you've been looking for quite a while. And you won't get soaked. And by the way, the warranty, excellent. Excellent, excellent. 60 days. Use it. Turn it back in, you get your money back. It's that simple. So remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for more details, and they'll help you with any questions that you have there, too. But you want to go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and to get these insanely low prices that I'm telling you about that are there, you'll find plenty of deep discounts on other My products there. The promo code will always be the word Captain. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Telephone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, in moving along, the your governor, California Gavin Newsom, used a video of a crying student in a pro-abortion ad, and the student spoke up and said, yeah, I was crying, but I wasn't crying because of abortion. I was crying because I was overjoyed because of the Roe v. Wade decision that I was in complete support of. Sad but true, shame, shame, shame on Newsom for misrepresenting this young lady that was crying.
Yeah, what about her ability to express her opinion and have it actually be accurate, Captain? And certainly, you know, Gavin Newsom was whoever made this commercial, whoever did it and so forth, once this is there, you would certainly think that if the situation were reversed, that somehow a crying young woman in a pro-life commercial or some other kind of thing like that, and she was actually, pro-abortion, my goodness, can you imagine the avalanche that would be from the media and others about something like
this
that?
This is fraud to the umpteenth degree. Fraud.
And I misrepresentation of, yeah, exactly.
And I have yet to hear anybody come out and say, oh, gosh, we're sorry, we got the wrong person. I've yet to hear anybody say anything.
Well, of course not. Of course not. Because the message is the overriding factor. The message of Gavin Newsom and how he's crusading for women and all this kind of stuff, that's the overriding factor here.
Yep. Now, I am not the attorney for this young lady, but if I was an attorney, I would go knock on her door and say, how would you like to be a millionaire?
Well, it's certainly, you know, she should talk to somebody, I would think, if they're not willing to make a retraction and to take her off of the commercial.
Right.
Absolutely.
And they haven't done that. They haven't said a word. They haven't apologized. They haven't nothing.
Well, again, it shows you the lengths that the far left will go to manipulate the message.
You got it. Well, speaking of messages, Alec Baldwin's prosecutors, the people that are going to prosecute him and take him to trial, are going to find out that his celebrity trial that he's about to have is going to be full of plenty of problems, if for no other reason, because of all the press that will be there. There may be more press there than there will be people in the courtroom.
Well, right. Well, these celebrity trials in and of themselves can be more or less problematic. Number one, of course, you have someone who's very well known. So how do you get the jury pool, in this to be completely unbiased, let's say, because in both ways. Some people say, I love Alec Baldwin. I can't believe I get to go to his trial and sit on the jury. And others will say, I can't stand Alec Baldwin and I'm ready to go and convict him. And so that's a huge problem, right? But then also, of course, celebrities have a way, especially if they're actors, you know, that he'll want to take the stand. You watch. I'm sure he'll want to take the stand. But, of course, when he does, he's going to be faced with a lot of questions about the initial interview he did with George Stephanopoulos. I mean, the guy wasn't too smart to go out and do such a thing. Because why? I think because he wanted to go out and talk about his image. And he's trying to repair all this damage, you know, and try to get out ahead of it all when he should have just stayed quiet, let the investigation move forward. That's what he should have done.
Another voice out of the darkness has emerged in New York City. It's the mayor this time, New York City Mayor Adams, has joined in the calls for calling on George Santos, the congressman who really didn't say anything about himself that was totally honest, to resign.
Yeah, well, I think he's joining a chorus of people who think that Santos, you know, it's obvious, Captain. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when we talk about Omar or we talk about Tlaib or we talk about AOC, you know, they really didn't come to Congress, I think, to do Congress things. They came with a particular agenda, we know, in their cases. George Santos is kind of an odd duck. There's no doubt about that. But he's certainly not somebody, I think, who legitimately is going to be representing his district or being a member of Congress in the best interest of the United States than what we would expect anybody from either party to go to Congress to do. So, yeah, that's a rousing chorus that will continue to grow.
Now, you've heard about the Department of Education and the follow the money regulations that they're trying to put forward, right?
Right.
For the student, you know, the money follows the student wherever they go. Now, Nicole Mason first became concerned when she learned of the administrators at her children's public school were allowing boys claiming to be females to use the girls' bathrooms. Now her frustrations mounted when she felt her child's next school went way too far and how they enforced COVID regulations during the pandemic. Now this mother of five is amongst a swelling number of parents around the United States funneling those frustrations into a renewed push to get state lawmakers to create taxpayer-funded programs to help parents pay for other educational options, including private school, homeschooling, and hybrid models of schools. Now, in Utah, where this woman's from, a proposal there would allow roughly 5,000 students to apply for $8,000 scholarships to go to a private school that doesn't teach this gobbledygook.
Well, Captain, of course, the public school system is failing our kids at an alarming rate.
Yes, they are.
And so the notion, of course, that you should be able to pick the education for your kids or to have some kind of alternative, I think it's an idea whose time is come. And so unfortunately, you know, it's going to be a long ways to get there, I think.
And I know a lot of teachers. And I know a lot of them are union members, not all of them, but a lot of them are union members. And I know that all they're doing is following what the union is telling them to do, which is a real shame because somewhere along the line they're going to have to stand up and get some cojones and say, look, this is wrong. We can't do this. Stop bothering us.
Right. And they're motivated by fear in so many ways.
Yep. Losing their job is what they're motivated by. Yeah. Okay. Hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks. We're going to break, and when we come back from the break, we'll have the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I got more coming your way. Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newman with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
hit there for you. Slow Ride. That's a little trucking music, kind of upside down, but it is trucking music. They talk about taking that slow ride. And, Kyle, we got a direct message from one of our Amazon drivers coming this way from Baltimore. And they said, that's my 500-mile song, Captain. That's going to get me the last 100 miles of my 500 miles tonight.
I love that. That is amazing.
So that's Jimmy. So thanks a lot there. Jimmy C. He calls himself Jimmy C. Thanks a lot there, Jimmy. All right, well, let me read this and then turn it over to you. We do have a snowstorm in the mix here. Told you what was going to happen yesterday. I-80 was going to be pretty much the target all the way across and north of there, too. Now, heavy snow will shift into the upper Midwest and Great Lakes as an Arctic front continues south and east. Bitter cold and dangerous wind chills can be expected across the northern tier states and into the central Grand Plains, and even some bone-chilling temperatures down into the south, where right now where I'm sitting, it happens to be a balmy, let's see here, a balmy 48 degrees and dropping. Now, there also is going to be a system out west. You talked about that earlier, Carl. You can talk about it again here in a minute. Which is going to bring a wintry mix into the mountains and rain into the lower elevations. And God knows they don't need any more rain in some of those areas out there. So take it away. What's going on?
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We are looking for another storm system to come through here into at least Southern California, especially on Sunday through Monday. Also, that means up in some of the higher elevations, we're going to definitely get some more snow, heavy snow possible, 1 to 3 inches in the San Bernardino County Mountains, for example, as you're heading out Interstate 15 towards Barstow. So be aware of that. Also, as we head through this weekend, we're going to look at heavy snow expected in parts of Wyoming, also southern Montana as well, actually up through Great Falls. And as you head over to Missoula, where it's actually snowing right now, as a matter of fact, so we're seeing that happen. Great Falls is getting snow. I-90 down near Columbus in southern Montana is getting snow right now. But through the weekend, through most of Saturday, we understand that that's going to be the order of the day. And then on Sunday, if you're traveling up I-80 coming out of Reno, Nevada, you can expect that there's going to be another storm that's going to be coming in. It's going to be a quick-hitting winter storm on Sunday, and after that, it's going to be really, really cold. So if you're going to be coming up I-80 towards the end of the weekend there, be aware of that. Right now, we got a freeze watch up in the Bay Area, San Francisco, down through San Jose. This is coming down Highway 101 as you head down towards Paso Robles, so you want to also be aware of that. A little bit of wind as well right now out in the high desert, at least a wind advisory for that. So more next hour. Be careful out there.
All right, North Dakota, colder than the well diggers, but temperatures have dropped down into single digits and below over across most of North Dakota. Same thing with the northern part of Minnesota. Twin Cities are going to be biting the edge of the bullet there, too. Really cold temperatures. So George put another log in the fire up there. And South Dakota, you've got some snow in the southern part of South Dakota. Coming across I-90, Sioux Falls, you're going to have a winter storm warning. That's going to carry over into Minnesota along I-90 all the way across to Chicago at the moment, and it'll bounce across the lake right now to the western part of western part of Michigan, right there on the eastern edge of Lake Michigan. So it is moving to the east. It is going to go to the east, but you've got winter storm warnings up right now for parts of Minnesota, Iowa, over to Des Moines, over into Nebraska to include Lincoln all the way to Omaha. And again, as I said, southern part of South Dakota. You've got some very cold temperatures in Kansas tonight coming out of Colorado, so be advised of that. Make sure your fuel is right. If you're going west to Mississippi, make sure your fuel is right. Okay, Mississippi River, Memphis, Tennessee. Truckers, east, west, north, south. Avoid Memphis, Tennessee, if at all possible. Go around it. Pick an alternative route and go around it. As of a couple hours ago, they had protesters, a couple hundred of them and growing, had the interstate blocked, I-55, which takes into consideration not just I-55, but also I-40 in Memphis. So we've got a lot of reports, and I got a couple of reports that have come in here right now stating that one guy is backed up. He's stopped. and he doesn't know what's going on ahead, but they're telling him that the road is shut at the River Bridge, I-40. He's on I-40 east of town, 7 miles east of Memphis, Kyle, and he's saying that he's sitting absolutely still.
Wow, that is significant, yeah.
Yep, and it's one of our Amazon drivers again. This is Petey, and Petey's saying, we love listening to the show, but get it out there to the guys. And anybody going down to the FedEx terminal down there, they're definitely going to have to get off the interstate and take a two-lane to get in there. That's probably true. We told them about that earlier, remember?
That's right.
All right, so let's come across now Michigan, the west part of Michigan. You've got snow along Lake on Lake Michigan, especially in the middle part of Michigan. You've got some warning winter storm warnings and cold weather temperature warnings up on the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. You've got some gale warning conditions from Long Island all the way up to Nova Scotia. And cold, bitter cold, freezing cold temperatures, Georgia, which include, Valdosta, over to Brunswick, up towards Savannah, over into the middle part of the state, and the northern part of Florida is under a freeze watch and warning tonight, as well as where I'm at. Temperatures won't get really, really, really cold. They'll just get miserable between now and morning. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't so bad what the temperatures were this morning, Kyle. It was the wind.
Well, I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes a difference.
So, tell us what's going on with the Flying J. It'd be a great place to spend the night, maybe, if you got to.
Well, it really would be, especially in the cold weather, Captain. And, folks, when you get, when you're trying to pull into the pilot or Flying J Travel Center, you can get yourself a cup of hot coffee, maybe a cup of hot chocolate to warm you up, maybe a hot bowl of chili. In other words, there's going to be something great that you're really going to love when you pull in. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest pilot or Flying J Travel Center nearest you. In fact, I just did that, Captain. I typed in Barstow, California, out there on Interstate 15. You've got the Flying J in Barstow. You've also got the Pilot Travel Center.
Yeah.
It also lists out all the different things they have there, like the scale or the game room or prime parking spaces or others, all the showers, the diesel lanes, all the great stuff that you can find out ahead of schedule so you know where you're going and what you're going to get when you get there. So go right now to pilotflyingj.com, get involved in the My Rewards Plus app, and do it today.
You got it. Okay, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, and I will be right back with more after the top of the hour news and views and weather and all that stuff. I'll see you on the other side. And Ron Edwards is coming around, too. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.